New York, 845-436-5336. Sunday, May 15th is Family Fun Day to benefit kids rocking cancer with music and magic at Club Forum at the Villa Roma Resort in Calicoon, New York, from 1 to 5 p.m. Wayne County Arts Alliance's Sunday Night Cinema Spring Film Series continues Sunday evening, May 15th, with The Wooden Man's Bridge, 7 p.m. at the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce, 32 Commercial Street in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, 570-253-6850. The WJFF calendar can now be found at wjffradio.org on the archive page. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, we're going to be listening to the singing-songwriting duos. We usually just cover singer-songwriters, but today's program, we'll be listening to a variety of singing-songwriter duos. Let's get started with Brewer and Shipley.
Shape of the
Mike Brewer and Tom Shipley, Shake Off the Demon. Oh, I love the energy of that music. That's a 1971 recording. And, you know, you might not be familiar with Brewer and Shipley. They were kind of a one-hit wonder, I hate to say. Their commercial success was kind of limited. But for me, their artistic success is undeniable. And why the topic today? What is it about a singing duo? Well, first of all, you know, when a person is a singer-songwriter, we typically, most of them are solo performers. But there's something very special that goes on in a pair of musicians that are performing as a duo. A lot of times, they share songwriting credits. And that's the case with Brewer and Shipley. They share the songwriting credits for all of their music. And the thing about the duo singing, there's something about a person's voice. A singer-songwriter, it's not only the lyrics and the way they write the songs, it's their voice, like James Taylor or Paul Simon, or you know, there's a million examples. But when two voices combine together, there's like an increase in the energy. It's like there's some magical thing that happens when two musicians sing together. And the thing that contributes, in my opinion, to that energy is that they have to sing so closely in the kind of harmony that Brewer and Shipley sing. They are singing the same words, they're singing the same rhythms, and they're singing in very close parallel type harmonies. So that means that as they sing, they have to almost be as aware of the other person as they are of their own voice. There's a certain special wavelength that happens between two singers that sing with this type of harmony. It's truly magical. So Brewer and Shipley, I love the energy of it. Who are they? They came from the Midwest, and like so many musicians, they left their home and they traveled out to Los Angeles to write music together in 1968. And you know, they were hanging out with some very famous and well-known California musicians. They were good friends with the Buffalo Springfield, the Association, you remember Cherish. Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead played steel guitar on one of their songs. They performed with Bruce Springsteen. So they were definitely on the scene out in California. But it wasn't until they left the West Coast and they came back home to Kansas City, Missouri in 1969 that they released their first successful album called Tarkio Road. So Brewer and Shipley, their second album was called Shake Off the Demon. And we just heard a track from that album. We're going to be listening to another track from that album. But before that, I want to go back to 1968. Right before they left California, they recorded an album called Weeds, suitable enough for the West Coast. And there's a song on there that I really want to play for you. It's called Witchy Tai Tai Emo Wai Hova Nika Hova Nika Hene Hene Hoa. That's an Indian chant. That's a Native American Indian chant. And I listened to this song for several years before I realized I heard that being performed. It's a Native American song. So listen to the way they sing their harmonies. And really, this is such an unusual song. I hope you enjoy it. After we hear Witchy Tai Tai Himawai, we'll hear another song from Brewer and Shipley's Shake Off the Demon. Witchy Tai Tai Himawai.
Spring is breaking round my head, makes me feel glad that I'm not dead. Every day of our lives. musician come saying, message from the mission call saying, amen, you better hold on, hold on, hold on. We reach out in the night longing for the sun. Message from the mission comes saying, hold on. For all our lives, we don't live. We don't live for what we've taken. We're not given. We stand crucified.
Message from the mission comes saying, you got to hold on. Brewer and Shipley from their 1971 album, Shake Off the Demon. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Here on a rainy, kind of a gray day, I'm feeling the energy of the singing songwriter duos. There's something really magical. And if I was to ask you, you know, a singing songwriter duo, name one for me, you know, you're going to probably say Simon and Garfunkel, because, I mean, they brought this this whole genre to a peak. At the same time Brewer and Shipley were recording the music we just heard, Simon and Garfunkel were recording their final two albums. There's something about the combination of the voices. You know, I talked about how the way Brewer and Shipley do harmony is very close, very tight thirds. And that's kind of a simpler type of a harmony. It has a lot of natural folk music appeal to it. Because face it, that type of harmony was developed throughout the 40s and 50s by so many folk ensembles, the Weavers. But anyway, Simon and Garfunkel. Paul Simon is the songwriter in this duo. Like I said, in a lot of duos, you know, they share the songwriting credit, but they never did share the songwriting credit. Paul Simon writes the chords, he writes the melody, and he writes the lyrics. But I always had the impression from the things that I read, like the liner notes on the jacket, that Art Garfunkel really was quite a collaborator with Paul Simon in these songs. And certainly the sound of their voices, they have a more complicated type of harmony than you hear with Brewer and Shipley. Oftentimes they're singing counterpoint, where they're singing different melodies. They might there might actually be solo lines in this song. When you listen to Brewer and Shipley, they are both singing together all the time. Simon and Garfunkel do that a lot. Occasionally they do take solo lines. But you've heard a lot of Simon and Garfunkel's songs. I'm sure you're familiar with so many of their songs. Today I'm really trying to play some really upbeat songs that give me the sense of the energy of a singing duo. So I want to play two tracks from the 1968 album Bookends. We're going to start with Hazy Shade of Winter. The hazy shade kind of suits today, doesn't it? Followed by At the Zoo. And then after that, we'll hear a song from their next album, their fifth and final studio album, Bridge Over Troubled Water. We'll be hearing the song Baby Driver. And like I said, listen to the way their voices fit together. Listen to the way they work out their vocal arrangements. It's really spectacular. Simon and Garfunkel, A Hazy Shade of Winter.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown. Are kindly, but they're dumb.
orangutans are skeptical of changes in their cages, and the zookeeper is very fond of rum. Zebras are reactionaries, antelopes are missionaries, pigeons locked in secrecy, and hamsters turn on frequently. What the cats, you'll have to come and see at the zoo. At the zoo. At the zoo.
Baby Driver, Simon and Garfunkel. All right, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. We use water here, and there's a lot of water in the air today. You know, I wanted to let you know that WJFF is hosting a farm-to-table dinner featuring locally produced food, wine, and coffee on Saturday, June the 4th at the Hills Country Inn in Callicoon Center, New York. And there are a limited number of tickets available. They're $60 each, and they need to be reserved in advance. So if you want to reserve your tickets, call us here at the station, 845-482-4141. The meal, the farm-to-table dinner, I'm so excited about this. The meal will be prepared by Early Bird Cookery and served by WJFF volunteers like me. All proceeds will benefit WJFF, listener-supported radio. Other purveyors are going to include Snowdance Farm, Willow Wisp Organic Farm, The Never Sink Farm, Calkins Creamery, Eminence Road Farm Winery, Bashakil Vineyards, and Java Love Coffee Roasters. You can learn more on our website, wjffradio.org. So, Simon and Garfunkel and that energy, that special energy that comes when people sing together. And you know, there's something about Simon and Garfunkel. There's like a destiny, fate thing going on between those two men. They met each other in grade school out in Forest Hills in Queens when they were 12 years old and they were graduating from the sixth grade. They performed in a production of their sixth grade graduating class, Alice in Wonderland. And the next year, when they're 13 years old, they start performing as a singing duo. So Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, who do you think they sang? What music did they sing? Who did they copy? Who did so many of the early rock and roll musicians in the 60s? Who could it be? Well, you know the answer. It's the Everly Brothers. And if you've never heard the Everly Brothers, you're just about to hear some of their songs, because it truly had a major influence on so many people. The Everly Brothers are named Don and Phil. And basically, Phil sings the high part and Don sings the low part. And it's very simple harmony. You know, I was talking about, you know, how you sing in thirds and everything and how close you have to be, how intertwined the voices have to be. Well, the Everly Brothers developed that style. They really influenced Simon and Garfunkel, also Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, and of course, the Beatles. We're going to hear a couple of Beatles tunes in a few minutes. So the biggest hit they had was called Bye Bye Love. You know, we just heard a song from Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water album. And on that album, they actually recorded the Everly Brothers song, Bye Bye Love. You know, so we're going to listen to the Everly Brothers singing that song. The difference is that the Everly Brothers were not songwriters. They did not write Bye Bye Love. A husband and wife team, Felice and Bolo Bryant, wrote the song Bye Bye Love, and it became the Everly Brothers' first million-selling song. By 1962, the Everly Brothers had earned $35 million in 1962 dollars from their record sales. In 1957 and 56, they toured a lot with Buddy Holly, who was very big on the scene. And, you know, Buddy Holly died in a plane crash, and Phil Everly was one of the pallbearers at Buddy Holly's funeral. So let's listen to some of this music. We're going to be hearing from 1958 and 1957, we're going to be hearing some of their big hits. One of my favorite Everly Brothers songs is called This Little Girl of Mine. After that, All I Have to Do is Dream. And then we'll hear that famous song that Simon and Garfunkel covered, Bye Bye Love. Here we go. The Everly Brothers, 1958, This Little Girl of Mine.
This little girl of mine, I want you people to know. This little girl of mine, I take her everywhere I go. One day I looked at my suit, my shoe was new. I looked at my shoes and they were too. And that's why, oh yeah, love that little girl of mine. Sad. This little girl of mine loves me even when I'm bad. She
knows how to love me right down to her teeth. If she does any wrong, you know she keeps it from me. And that's why, yeah, love that little girl of mine. Believe it or not, but she was right on time. And that's why, yeah, love that little girl of mine. This little girl of mine knows how to dress so neat. This little girl of mine stop the traffic on the street. But when the fellas start whistling, I don't mind. Can't blame him, 'cause she is fine. And that's why, oh yeah, love that little girl of mine.
Dream.
Bye.
my happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye.
The Everly Brothers, Bye Bye Love. That song's from 1957, and you know there was a lot of really important musicians as young people. Simon and Garfunkel listening to that when they're 11 and 12 years old, you know, and also when the Beatles started to record, they recorded in the same way that the Everly Brothers sing, that type of close harmony. You hear Simon and Garfunkel doing it. Well, when John Lennon and Paul McCartney started to work together as songwriters, they were also much more of a singing duo. The Beatles. So everyone we've listened to so far is really a singing duo. There's a couple of people at the center, and then they bring in extra musicians. They might bring in studio musicians or friends of theirs, but they're not the only people usually recording. Like Art Garfunkel didn't even play an instrument. The Everly Brothers, you know, they had a full band around them. But the Beatles were a discrete unit. Occasionally they brought in other musicians, but the Beatles always played within the band, and you normally might not think of them as a singing duo, but there was something very important about the way that John Lennon and Paul McCartney harmonized together that was such an important part of the Beatles' sound. So you've heard so much of their music. I just want to touch a couple of very early Beatles songs that I think really, really show the way that they were influenced by the singing of the Everly Brothers. So from 1964, there's a beautiful ballad, If I Fell in Love with You. And when I was a young musician, when I was 10 years old, this is the music that was inspiring me. So Hard Day's Night, 1964, that's the Beatles' first album that contained only original material. And then from the following year, 1965, the album called Beatles 6, we're going to hear another song, Tell Me What You See. And this is John Lennon and Paul McCartney singing together. Here we go. The Beatles.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands.
If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please pride like her, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was
was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she I fell in love with you.
If you let me take your heart, I will prove to you we'll never be apart if I'm part of you. Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me. Big and black the clouds may be, time will pass away. If you put your trust in me, I'll make bright your day. Look into these eyes now, tell me what you see. Don't you realize now, what you see is me. Tell me what you see. How can I get through? Can't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me. Can I get through? Don't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me.
The Beatles from Beatles 6. John and Paul singing harmony together. You know, now that I really focus on that, I feel like maybe each of them double-tracked their voice and in their harmony parts. But in any event, I hope you can hear the influence that the Everly Brothers had on the Beatles. And you've heard of the Beatles in Simon and Garfunkel. You might not have heard of Brewer and Shipley, who we started our program with. And there's another singing duo that I love, particularly love, that you might not have heard of, Seals and Crofts. The Beatles recorded together throughout the decade. They did their last recording in 1970. And about that time, Seals and Crofts just began their recording career. You know, the idea of vocal harmony was an important influence in so much of the music, not just duos, but three-part harmony. And rock and roll split off into so many genres, but the idea of folk rock had a lot to do with sustaining the harmonic the type of harmonies that were used in the folk music of the 50s. And, you know, you hear that in Simon and Garfunkel, that folk rock thing. You hear that in Brewer and Shipley. Well, you also hear that in Seals and Crofts. Seals and Crofts, just like Brewer and Shipley, they traveled to the West Coast to find their inspiration and to discover themselves musically. And they signed a recording contract in 1969, and they recorded their first two albums. We're about to listen to a couple of songs from their second album called Down Home. These first two albums were a little bit different than the albums that bought them their biggest commercial success. After these two records, they went to Warner Brothers Records, and the nature of their music kind of changed. But this album was actually recorded in the Woodstock area, produced by a man named John Simon. And the thing about the harmonies, these two musicians, James Seals and Dash Crofts, are not only beautiful singers, but they're virtuoso instrumentalists. Dash Crofts is playing the mandolin on these songs, and Seals is playing the guitar and the violin. And it's some of the most intricate and refined vocal harmonies that I've heard in rock and roll and folk rock. So from the Seals and Crofts 1970 album, Down Home, we'll be hearing the song Today, followed by Cottonmouth. Seals and Crofts.
Today went so softly, just faded away, like the rain in the springtime on that day. When I met you, when I met you.
Beautiful days.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Today's program about singing, songwriting duos. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for Folk Plus with Angela Page coming right up here on WJFF Radio.